Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Elizabeth Oakenfuse, for those of you who might not know who I am. And I am your board president. And I am blessed this morning, even though I forgot my speech that I had written out. And I'll tell you why, because this happens in our everyday lives. Something is always coming up. We think we have everything planned, but here goes something else. So this morning, Max decided he wanted to come at the last minute, and I was hurrying to get here on time, and I left it lying on the table, and I do have it on my phone, but I couldn't get the internet, so I don't know if I can to make it work. So I asked Spirit to help me remember, because Spirit was speaking to me so loudly yesterday. So here goes. So pray for me as I call this forth. So first of all, I want to introduce the board, and I see one of our members is probably not here, but two of them. Brenda Reed is our secretary, and Neil is our vice president. And
Neil, you want to raise your hand?
Yeah, or stand up or something. He's raising his hand. Okay, and Wayne, I guess, was not feeling well this morning. Okay, and Wayne is our treasurer, and I am your board president. So, I want to tell you that this board is on fire, and we are. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to model for you what we are hoping for this congregation, which is spiritual renewal, growth, love, caring in this community, in the St. Louis area, not just among us. So we are putting together that vision, a new vision, a higher vision. Not that there was anything wrong with our past vision, but we just want to move on. And we're looking for the mountaintop. We're looking to go high. And so we think of the Martin Luther King going to the mountaintop. And that's where we want to go with this vision. And to that end, we want you to be thinking about, what is your vision? What are you missing in here? Are we missing the mark with you someplace? Are we missing the mark with our families, our community, the St. Louis area? Because later we may formally ask you to give us some indication of where you think Spirit would be leading this community. Because we want to know. And as your board, we want to be totally transparent. We want you to keep up with what we're thinking about, what we have in mind, how we're moving forward. And we want to meet your needs. If we're not meeting your needs, then we need to do something differently. So please think about this seriously. And if you are here today, it's because something moved you to be here. So you have a reason to be here and a reason to be a part of this community. And so there's a job for you. There's something here that only you will do and be the best at. So to that end, we are reforming some of our committees, our not really committees, teams. And one of our teams, of course, you know, probably know about, is the building maintenance team, and which Wayne has so caringly, lovingly worked on. But some of you probably know someone, or maybe you know something about these things that could be done, and you have the time to do it. So we will be having, do we have a sign-up sheet downstairs? Or we will, I guess. But we want you to be a part of that, because I can tell you, you will be blessed. You will move forward and it will make you feel like you really are a part of this community. Because we all are. This is your church. It's not mine, it's not Vernetta's, it's not the board. It's all of our church, every one of us. So you have a part in this, you have a role. So let Spirit ask Spirit, what am I to do? What am I to do to move these people forward, to move ourselves forward? And on that note, I want to tell you that being on the board and choosing to be here, when most of you know that my life has been turned upside down in many ways, I had to quit my job and so on, and I'm doing caregiving. But in the midst of all that, part of the reason I accepted this job, this position, is because you know what, Spirit told me it's going to move you, and it does. Because I feel like as board president, I need to be modeling what I hope that you all would be doing, and that is working on your spiritual life, on your prayer life, on your commitments to yourself and to the community. And to that end, that's what I want to model. That's what I hope the board will be modeling for you. So we changed up a couple of things for our board meetings because I'm hoping to drive it on a higher spiritual level. So it's not just about nuts and bolts, it's not just about finances, but we're thinking about the spiritual aspect because that's where it needs to be. That's why we formed to begin with. So each time we will be having a question for board members to ponder. And so this time it was, I don't know if I can remember exactly how I worded it, but it was something to the effect of, if there's one thing that you could change in your spiritual life and your prayer life to make it radically upgrade it, what would that change be? And so each month we will come up with another question for the board to be pondering. So this board is going to be a prayerful board, a board that's moving, a board that's really going to work on growing this community. So I hope that you will consider where you want to work or fit in with one of these serving areas and think about how we may bring in community. I did a lot of research in the last few days on why are churches, mini churches, not drawing people in? What are the changes? And maybe that's something to share for another time today because I want to give Fernetta some time for her message. But there are reasons and there are things we can address. But the main thing is we want to meet the needs. If we're meeting the needs, if we're meeting people where they are, which is what Jesus did with the community, with the people. He met the woman at the well. He wasn't out looking for the most holy person, the most upright, whatever. Jesus met people where they were. And that's what we want to do. So this morning, I want you to think again about how can we travel to that mountaintop? Who can you speak to that may want to be attracted to this spiritual community? Who in your mind will you be willing to ask? How many of us come every Sunday and we sit here, but we don't think about, well, who else might benefit from this? So I want you to really think about that. So I want your light to shine. I want all of our lights to shine brighter and brighter every single day because we're going to go to that mountaintop. This board is going. So do you want to come with us? If you do, say amen.
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 In your life.
once again. Lost my train of thought for a moment. My mind is still on Elizabeth's talk this morning. And the song, you know, everything we do should be from the inside out, from our heart region out into the universe. What we think, what we see, we should think it from the inside out. And what's inside? Inside is the Christ, right? Right. It's our nature that we can move forward, reaching and touching the community. And we may not do it in a physical way, because someone asked me one time, what did we do? But we do it through what? Prayer, holding the spiritual consciousness, holding the light for our universe, for our country that right now is in turmoil. We're holding the light of understanding. We're holding the light of compassion and empathy. We're putting ourselves in each other's shoes. And that way we can move forward from the heart. You know, we talk a lot in unity about consciousness. Consciousness is everything we see, hear, whatever we're aware of, what's happening now. Consciousness is important. What we are consciously aware of and what we are not is important. We often say, pray from the consciousness of God. What does that mean? Well, she just sang about it, from the inside out. Instead of thinking that all that's out here is it. Yes, we like our houses and our cars. Well, speaking of cars, I just got a new car. I didn't mean to segue into that, but it just came up like that. We like our stuff, right? And our stuff is okay. But what stuff that is inside you are you aware of? Are you living from? That divine energy in you should be spurring you up, energizing you. Charles Fillmore said he was full of zeal and enthusiasm. If that's not your life, if there are not points when that's what you're focusing on, then you're in the right place. Because we're going to talk about prayer this morning. And I'm not going to give you all of it. I'll probably bring this lesson back another time, because what we heard this morning is important, that we're a community and we're building. And we want to have the consciousness of building, of moving forward, of stretching out, of branching out. And we want to do it from the inside, from the Christ that is within us. We are part of a whole, and the whole contains allness. Everything that's necessary for us to move forward, not only as a church community, but as an individual, in our individual lives, everything is contained within us. Then why don't we believe the power that we have that comes from within? I think it's a little word called doubt. You know, for everything that we say we believe, sometimes we let that doubt creep in, don't we? Yeah. And it causes us to what? Hesitate in our belief. We say the words, but do we feel the words? When you get to a point where you feel God is omnipotent, that's all the power in the universe. No one else has more power than spirit. But What does that doubt tell us? Well, maybe the president has a little power, more power than... You know, we let those little nagging thoughts creep in, don't we? I don't know about you, but I'm standing on my truth in all situations. I'm not gonna just say the words, I'm gonna feel them from deep within. And that takes understanding what and who we are. We've been programmed to believe that God is in our image. That's why so many people have a challenge with even using the word God. Because we're made to believe He's made in our image, that He's flesh and blood. That He's out somewhere saying, okay, you get a car, you get a car, you get a house, you get a house, you get nothing. That's the attitude that we may have come into this way of thinking with, but that's the attitude that we want to work up and get out and not believe in that stuff. If we flip that and know that we are made in the image and likeness and our true nature is in spirit, we have access to all things through our inner connection. I know as I said that somebody might have been sitting there and that little doubt crept in there, huh? I see it. No, I don't see it. I see everybody deeply thinking. You know, when we begin to believe in a life of plenty and abundant life, we're making that connection within. We're not denying that we may not have a piece of bread, but what we're denying is that the universe has everything we need out here. It's a matter of connecting in an awareness. And it begins where? It doesn't begin out here going and looking for a job, although we need jobs. Well, we like jobs, don't we? It begins through prayer. It begins through contemplation. It begins through getting to know what you are. I cannot stress that any more than I am. The great truth taught by the mystics of all ages is, just as we heard this morning, life is lived from within out. That means the whole universe is concentrated at the point where you are, because it's within you. More than this, you are the universe expressing. You are the universe expressing itself as you. You are its living enterprise. It stands forever behind you and is full of resources. When you connect, and we connect in prayer, the fullness of the universe support comes through you, not to you. There's a big difference in that, isn't it? When we think of it coming through you and not to us, that means there's something there. I read an article on affirmative prayer. We just send blessings to our little one here. Yeah. Send blessings. We're gonna set her up one day. That's an intention, right? To take care of our little ones. But when most people think of prayer, they think of what? What do you think of? Well, most of you are in unity in here. I've set myself up. Most of us, when we think of pre-unity, when we think of prayer, we think of asking God for something. Yeah. I used to prefix things, okay, I'll be good if. Because we also might have been bargaining God. I might be the only one in here that used to do that. Yeah. But now, the big difference is in knowing I am an expression of God. God is expressing through me. God is doing a great work through me. That's a good affirmation for you to say. No matter where you are, what you're doing, or what the conditions are, think of God doing a great work through you. And it will change the way you think about what you're doing. I had a job once and, oh man, I thought the people were out to get me. Anybody feel like that on a job? Yeah. But when I realize I'm in my right place at the right time, and God is expressing through me, how do I want people to perceive that expression? I want them to think of peace. I want them to think of love. I want them to think of harmony. How do you get to that point? Through affirmative prayer, knowing that it's already done, whatever it is that you're seeking. And through contemplation, taking time to think about what good is being channeled through you out into the community. When we use affirmative prayer, rather than begging and beseeching outside, it involves connecting with the Spirit within you, grabbing hold of positive beliefs about the desired income, setting an intention. What kind of intentions are you setting? If you're talking negative stuff, that intention is going out, and what's going to happen? You're going to draw more of that to you, right? Because you're focused on it and that's your intention. But if you flip the switch, and sometimes I'll get up in the morning and I'll say, I am going to have a fantastic day today. Mm-hmm. Then I sit in the quiet. Meditation doesn't have to be 4 hours, 20, you know, a few moments of sitting in the quiet, feeling the energy of a perfect day or a good day. Now, perfect doesn't mean things aren't going to happen during the day. It just means that whatever happens, you're equipped to move through it. Because as I've always said, experiences don't come to stay. They come to what? They come to pass. As long as you don't blockade them in there, hold them in, they come to pass. So, Jesus Christ taught us in these words of Mark 11:24, so I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Now, what are you asking for? That's the thing. Every word we speak is a prayer. Every thought we think is a prayer. Because you're focused on it and you're feeding it energy. So when I think about that, when I think about asking, and it's not begging. Asking is just claiming that what it is yours. Praying traditionally, what do we say? God, please help me find a job. By contrast, the affirmative prayer would be, I am now guided to my right and perfect employment. You can use that technique in everything that you're requesting. In everything that you're requesting. So, energy attracts energy at the same frequency. It doesn't matter whether it's negative or positive. Your thoughts are transmitting energy that are attracting more of the same. When you remain focused on your intention of good, you will draw things into your life that will lead you to the fulfillment of that manifestation. People say, does that really work? I wouldn't tell you anything I haven't tried. Try it sometimes and see that the windows of heaven, as they say, will open up and pour you out a blessing that will be enormous. Enormous. And what's heaven for us here? That's that space, that realm, that energy of divine ideas. We take those ideas and move through them. Have you ever had an idea that seemed so perfect, but you didn't take a step out? And then you read in the paper somebody else took that step, and look. Move when we get our divine ideas, what's right. To pray or not to pray. The reason why I chose that title, because if we spend energy on negative beliefs and feelings, we're going to get more of the same. You're defeating your purpose if you're desiring a full and whole life. But when you pray from the consciousness of spirit, from that is within you, that is connecting you, that you live, move, and have your being, and all that energy and power, oh my, speak the word. And don't just sit. Sometimes we'll speak the word, but you know, we'll just sit there. Speak the word, and when you get what you need to move out and do or say, do it. Do it. I like the thought of that. My right and perfect experience is here right now. Unity Church of Lights, right and perfect experience is here and now. We want to draw, we want to attract, right? We want to all get on the same page with this. Everyone comes with talents. Everyone comes with their uniqueness. And we need all that to continue to build this village. All of that. Even if your talent is just to pray or join the intention group, an intention group that I'd like to see develop for the church. We had one at one time where we actually came into the chapel and we didn't do a lot of talking. We sat with an intention to move. Yeah, we want to do that. So, prayer is simply getting still, turning within. feeling that energy of God moving in and throughout your very veins, thinking things like, all the muscles and tissues in my body are moving and hold the intelligence of the Christ. That's powerful to think those thoughts. And those are the kind of thoughts we want to join together and think. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our movement, said, prayer is the most highly accelerated mind action known. Always, 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 when you pray, give thanks in advance for every need being met. So I'm going to do more on this lesson. I just didn't want to keep you here all day. But I'm going to do more on this lesson here. But for now, just know that your right and perfect experience is available to you. Whatever it is that you may be desiring, that's God desiring to press forth through you into that experience. And as we always say, let go, let God. And we don't mean just sit and do nothing. We mean listen and move. Somebody used to say, put wings on your prayers. Let them fly out and manifest. So let's take a moment. Let's pause and let's turn inward and tap in right now to Spirit. But first, let's affirm together the prayer given to us by Jesus Christ. Together,
our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now take a deep breath, but let's settle in for a moment.
Let's get the full experience. This is one you can do at home. Just take a moment, put on some soft music. Take that deep breath and hold it and then release it and give your body permission to relax. Breathing in and breathing out. Knowing the truth of your being, that you are a spiritual being and a human being, combined into a oneness that is so unique in this universe. And in that oneness, we bring together all the energies that dwell within us. We are made in the image and likeness of Spirit. And when we turn in prayer to this image and likeness, to our Creator, to the omnipotence and the omniscience and the omnipresence that is within us, we become strong and we stand taller. and we move through experiences in life knowing this too shall pass. And as we enter from moving from our heads down into our hearts this morning, we feel the love and the peace and the wisdom, the power and zeal. And we take a moment and we just let ourselves be that love, be that power, be that zeal. Feeling the energy rushing throughout our bodies, right here, right now, for just a moment in the quiet. Dear God, we're so grateful that we come into this chapel and we blend in like consciousness with one another, that we support one another and lift one another up. We know that there's nowhere we can be where you are not, and we feel your energy filling this very room right here, right now. And so we give thanks. We give thanks for the peace and love that is manifesting in our lives as we keep our eyes focused on you, dear God. Yes, we believe we are expressions of you here on this earth plane. And for this we are truly grateful. And as we prepare to return to this room, I want you to think of this affirmation and then we'll affirm it together. I express the peace and love of my Christ Spirit. And the Christ Spirit is within you. It's within everyone. But we must come into the awareness that it's there. So let's affirm this. It's in your insert. Let's affirm this affirmation together. I express the peace and love of my Christ Spirit. Hold that. Think about what that means. Why? And then turn to someone and let's say this for them using you. You express the peace and love of your Christ Spirit. It's filling this very room. Feel that energy moving as you speak words of truth to one another. And then, as community, together, we express the peace and love of our Christ Spirit. And for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we declare right here, right now, that it is so, and so it is, and so we let it unfold in our lives. Amen.